Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and I am delighted to be joined by Kevin McCluskey and by Chris McElwain to have a look at the first 45 minutes at Hampden. It is Celtic 1, Aberdeen 1. Gentlemen, didn't really go to plan in the first half, but again, Kev, we've seen this story before, haven't we? No panic at half-time. I think that's the mantra, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think within 2.5 minutes, all of our predictions were out the water because we had a clean sheet from Joe Hart. So, yes, didn't quite go according to plan, as you say. But we've been here many, many times this season where we've been drawing at half-time. The first half performance hasn't quite been there. And then, you know, we've seen it through in the second half. So no reason for panic stations at the moment. But there's plenty room for improvement in the second half because, you know, I think it's been a pretty good game to watch. And I'll say the one, like, from a neutral perspective, I think it's been a good game. It's an open match, and Aberdeen have made it that way by being quite aggressive, I think, in their approach to us. And we've made it that way by being pretty poor in our overall play. Midfield's been posted missing for most of that first half, I think, it's fair to say. My boy Yang has had a terrible first half after the talk I gave him beforehand, you know, the talk up, but I reckon he'll be one that won't come out for the second half. But all in all, like, it's a good game, it's a competitive game. We have created chances, we could be in front if we've converted them. They've had chances as well. Going into the second half, though, like you say, we've seen these games before, so plenty of reasons to think that we'll come out on top still come the end of the game.
Well, I'm going to bring in a lot of the comments here because it's as much about getting the views of those watching the game as it is about Chris, Kevin and myself. And I'm trying to remain quite balanced because I think what Aberdeen have done well in that first half, and they've done it from the first few moments, Chris, and it's why they went ahead, is they have realised that there is a gap between Carter Vickers and whoever his partner is during the defensive play. And sometimes it's AJ, sometimes it's Scales. And what Miofsky's doing is he's getting in between the two of them and he's getting the wrong side of them, if you like. He's getting in between the two of them and it's worked really, really well. That's the reason Aberdeen took the lead. Carter Vickers has even struggled a bit with that as well, Chris.
Yeah, I think there was a bit of lack of pace on the turn with the ball at the top. And I think, yeah, credit to Aberdeen. I think they've seen a defensive frailty there and they've tried to exploit it. And I think they've exploited it very well right from the off. I mean, Kev, the one thing I'm saying is last week you were only on, mate, for the game and I made a prediction and it came true. So I'm just going to leave that one there. Right?
So I'm the jinx. Is that what you're trying to tell me? I've taken on the Jerry jinx.
Make it that what you will. That's okay. That's all I'm saying. Although I think, to be fair, that was the first prediction I'd actually got right. So yeah, maybe you should stop asking me for predictions. Look, I think it's an old-fashioned cup tie, right? I think, you know, and I'll give credit where it's due. Aberdeen haven't sat back and just tried to soak up the pressure. You know, they've actually given us a go and they've given us a few problems. I think not only with the ball over the top, trying to get in between the defenders, where Miofsky, as we've seen a couple of times this season, is really dangerous. But I think also down that left-hand side, where Taylor and Yang, it's just not working for either of them. I think Yang's been completely off it. And I did say before the game, he had the most to prove for me. I was hoping he could kind of step up. But honestly, he looks a bit like a headless chicken out there. His positional play is all over the place. You know, they switched it at one point with Kuhn coming over to the left and him going on the right and then switched it back. But he's just not having any kind of positive or meaningful impact on the game at the moment. And I think Kev's 100% right. I would look to make that change. Interestingly enough, I mean, we spoke at the start of the match about the midfield three and Callum McGregor coming back in. You know, he's your captain, you depend on him, brings so much to the table. But I'm wondering, have we upset the balance in that midfield by taking Iwata out of it? Because,
looks like it.
You know, we spoke about sometimes Iwata looks like an extra wheel when we're constantly dominating games and we're on the front foot and teams are sitting back. You know, there's less of a need for Iwata to be there. But when you've got a team playing the way Aberdeen is at the moment, where they are trying to bypass their midfield, they are trying to get, you know, right into the central defenders, you almost need that kind of sweeping midfielder to help support that area. Don't know if we've lost Paul John there or me. Kev, you still got me? Yeah.
I'm still here, yes.
Awesome. Cool, so it's not well. We'll just continue as we are. But yeah, I mean, that was my view, that I think, you know, there could be potentially a balance issue in that midfield at the moment that we've not been able to adapt to. And that's no slight on McGregor. I just think that at the moment we seem to be lacking a little bit of that midfield patrolling presence that Iwata can sometimes bring. So big second half coming up. Hopefully it's the usual Jekyll and Hyde, and that's us got the Hyde side out, and we're now going to go to the more positive side coming out second half. Fingers crossed anyway.
I hope so, and a lot of the comments that are coming in are focusing on the midfield three. Chris, I think it's right to raise that. I mean, I think we got into a situation there where Iwata started 8 games in a row, and I know he's not everybody's favourite player. I know that week in, week out, he's not going to be a man of the match, but you used a word there, Chris, that I think is important. He gave us a bit of balance. He gave us that balance whereby he's the guy that's breaking down a lot of the opposition attacks. We seem to be breaking them down at the CCV kind of stage of the proceedings rather than at the midfield stage of proceedings. And that's what he does really, really well. I think it was inevitable that McGregor was coming back in today. I think that O'Reilly overall has had a season where he wasn't going to be dropped. And Hatate has brought so much more in terms of the playmaking aspect to the midfield since he came back in, that I'm not sitting here saying we shouldn't have played the three of them. It just seems to lack a wee bit of balance at the moment. And I don't think at half-time that Brendan Rodgers is going to make a change in the midfield. I really don't. Perhaps 30 minutes to go, he'll look at that. I don't think they've played particularly well, but it's more to do with the balance. McGregor needs the minutes to get to the sharpness, I think. So you're in a bit of a dilemma there. You don't just start with him on a bench again today. It's all hindsight. I was happy with the starting 11 in that respect, you know, with the midfield. Tony Davern, I'm going to bring in some of the comments before we come back to you, Kev. Tony says, everyone off it today. Yeah, I don't think, other than maybe down the right, I don't think we've been that impressive. Need to regroup for the next half. Yang needs off for his own sake. Yang's name is coming up more often than anybody else's in the comments. This isn't an opportunity to have a dig at him. Absolutely not. Christopher, I don't think he's going to take Scales off. If there's one thing about Scales that has been shown up again in that first half, he's too slow in releasing the ball. It allows your opponent to regroup. You look at the difference between Carter Vickers and Johnston in the defence, and you compare that to when Scales gets it, and he dilly-dallies. He puts his foot on the ball, he looks round in the other direction. And by that point, Aberdeen have regrouped, and it's just taken the sting out of an attack which can happen from your defence. It can start from your defence. But on the Yang point, very few people, if anybody, is disagreeing in the comments section. Stephen Kennedy, McGregor off, Iwata on, Yang off, Forrest on, and get Ida on. for Kyogo, we are lacking physicality up top. I disagree with the Kyogo one. I think Kyogo has done what he does. He's just not had much in the way of opportunities. There was one chance where he's forced a save. There was another half chance where I think Kuhn could have done better to find him in the middle, Kev. But the answer for me is not to get Kyogo off. Kyogo can come alive in the second half. I don't think we'll do anything in the midfield in terms of changes. But Yang down the left, does he come out for the second half in your view, Kevin McCluskey?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In my view, no. No, I would get him off. This is another Motherwell at Fir Park performance from him. He's, like I said, at the beginning of the game, I've said he's someone I would have played because I think he's got something in him. He has flashes of brilliance within him, but he's also got the flip side of that coin where he has games where he just doesn't seem to rise to the occasion, which is a worry for a Celtic player, yeah. Because every game's a big game. This is a cup semi-final. It's massive. And he hasn't lived up to the expectation. He hasn't lived up to the occasion, rather. So take him out the firing line again just now. Just get him off. At the moment, he is a jersey down. He's a man down, which is something I don't like to say, but unfortunately, he has been. He's offered nothing going forward. He doesn't really offer much defensively in any case, which puts the extra pressure on Greg Taylor. So for me, that would be one change I would make at halftime. To the other points there, I don't think I would change the midfield just yet, but definitely... You've got to look at that and say, on the hour mark, if we haven't managed to get a stranglehold on that Aberdeen midfield, and Clarkson and McGrath in particular, then we need to make changes. Could be Iwata, could be Bernardo that comes on as well for his energy. He's pretty decent in these type of fixtures, so maybe get him in. And, you know, you could pick any one of the three or two of the three to come off from the midfield, because no one's had a positive influence there just yet. But it is the strongest midfield we've got. We all agree on that before the game. I think most of the commenters will agree on that as well. So we can't just change that opinion now because it hasn't worked for 45 minutes. Give them the next 15 and then try and change it up as it needs to be done. But yeah, for the other one, I can't remember, was it? I can't remember who made the comment that we would take Scales off. That's not going to happen. Brendan doesn't make defensive changes like that unless it's forced upon him. But you made a really good point in the, again, about Scales slowing things down when he's on the ball. And there's a moment in the very last minute of the half where him and Carter Vickers are kind of dallying around, the ball's getting passed between the two of them, and Joe Hart rushes out his goal.
Yeah, I noticed
and that. He does that to force Scales and Carter Vickers up the pitch because he's getting frustrated at how slow it's been. That's the big thing we need to change again. So you can kind of keep the personnel, but we need to be getting them to move the ball a lot quicker, become more direct. Aberdeen have pressed us and played well, but there's a reason that they're in the bottom six. They're a team that we can get at, and we've got the quality to do it. We just need to raise that level of intensity in the second half.
Yeah, they're ninth in the league, Kev. I think that's something you've got. And I know the romance of the cup, one off, the whole shebang, I get it. But the lack of quality has been there all season in Aberdeen. We need to try to exploit that a wee bit more. The reason that I'm not for taking Kyogo off is there was a moment in the first half where I think it was McGrath was on the deck. He was feeling a wee bit sorry for himself. Kyogo wanted to help him up. and McGrath refused to take the hands of friendship from the wee man. That upsets me, Chris. You don't do that to Kyogo. But anyway, what he'd done is he turned round, and before you knew it, he was in the Aberdeen box causing trouble and causing problems.
Yep.
When he dispossesses the Aberdeen defender, I'm delighted because I'm just thinking, you know, it's payback. I thought, you know, he'd done so, so well. That goal, although it's put in by Kuhn, it's all about Kyogo. It's about his urgency. It's about the fact that he never lets up whatsoever. And I think Yang needs to look at Kyogo and the way he approaches things and the direct nature of that and try and learn from it, because Yang's been a million miles off it. The ball has been wasteful with the ball. He's not caused any kind of threat down the left-hand side. It causes a bit of frustration, I think, between him and Taylor at times. Who do you bring on if we're making the change, though? Is it Forrest or is it Palmer? Chris, I'll ask you first.
You know what? I would say neither. And I'll tell you.
Oh, you're going Ida. You're going Ida, aren't you?
I'm going to explain my reason, right? I'll explain my reasoning. So I would bring Ida on for Yang, and I would move Kyogo out to the left. And there was a moment in that first half where Kyogo was actually playing out in the left, whether he felt forced out there because Yang wasn't doing his job or he found himself out there. But he did more in that moment than I think I've seen Yang do all game. And when you talk about the tenacity that Kyogo brings, and that's one of the reasons why we spoke about, you know, him maybe fulfilling up Maeda role and giving Tavernier that hard time at the upcoming game against them. But in this game, I think you've already seen evidence of Kyogo's tenacity. He won that ball brilliantly. I mean, I was half waiting for VAR, you know, and waiting for the referee to pull it back and say, no, that was a foul. When actually you see it in the replays, he's done really well to go and get that ball. I think the pitch is a bit heavy, which is why he was so slow in taking the shot. I noticed that the ball wasn't moving in front of him fast enough, hence the reason that they managed to get the block on his attempted shot. But luckily, Kuhn was in there to put it in the net. But you're right, that goal was all about Kyogo. And it was all about just his work rate and his work ethic and just generating the chance. And that's what we're not seeing on that left-hand side. So for me, I would bring Ida on and I would alternate him and Kyogo on that left-hand side. I think, you know, on the other side, Kuhn's having a lot of influence and playing pretty well, probably one of the few that's getting past marks at the moment. But yeah, I the change I would make would be Ida on for Yang. Give us a bit more of a constant presence in and around that box and leverage Kyogo's tenacity and his creativity out on that left-hand side. So that would be my choice.
Bold, but I like it, and I like it a lot. I think pass marks for me go to Kuhn and AJ. And I think, let's try and be balanced about this, Kev. I'm going to come to you. There was a penalty shout. Went to VAR, Liam Scales, handled the ball, and I think it came down to the point whereby it was an argument as to whether or not it was in the box. It was a wee moment. It was a wee wobble, I've got to say, because when something goes to VAR, Kev, I'm expecting the worst. What did you make of it?
Yeah. See, to be honest with you, I thought it was a penalty, and I'm expecting that to be given. I don't think it's a deliberate handball by Scales, but the ball clearly hits his hand, and it changes direction. It moves it away from, like, more into his favour to clear it. Whether it was in the box or just outside, I'm not quite sure. But I think we've got away with one there. I think it's a handball. We've definitely gotten away with one there, which could totally change the dynamic of this conversation that we're having right now. If they score that penalty or get a penalty and score it. So I think we've got away with one there. And yeah, I think it's one of those things that we need to mention them, because we get an awful lot of decisions that go against us by VAR. And I think this is one that's gone in our favour. And we'll get pilloried if we don't talk about it. So, you know, we have to.
Fair play, Kevin McCluskey. The action has just kicked off for the second half. So let's go and join that, and hopefully the issues we had with the defensive element of Miofsky breaking through more than once can be resolved, and we're more of an attacking threat in the second half. We're going to go and join action. Thanks, everybody, for getting involved in the comment section. Enjoy the second half. Join us at full time. All that's left for me to say thank you again, Chris McElwain and Kevin McCluskey, for joining me on A Celtic State of Mind.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rob.
Podcast Network.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.